Nationals MPs and senators are gathering in Canberra ahead of what's going to be a closely watched party room meeting this afternoon. The ABC's election computer has given the coalition a majority of 76 seats. The Nats' strong performance at the election gives the party a greater proportion of the coalition, meaning they can now push for an extra ministerial position. Police in the United States of Michigan say that two court bailiffs have been shot dead outside a courthouse in the town of St. Joseph. A police officer was wounded in the arm. Police say the gunman has been shot and killed. They haven't confirmed reports that the shooter was being taken to jail when he grabbed an officer's gun.
We don't have all the details about what happened or what occurred or how he got the weapon. We will be investigating that along with the homicide task force.
Sheriff Paul Bailey there. A man is being treated for a gunshot wound after a shooting in Sydney's West this morning. Officers found an injured man at a home in Fairfield at around about 5:30. Police believe they've been called to the same house before, but they're not revealing any more details at this stage. The British Home Secretary Theresa May is about to become the UK's Prime Minister after her last rival, Andrea Leadsom, stepped aside. Ms. Leadsom was criticised after she appeared to imply that she was more qualified to lead the country than Ms. May because she had children. The outgoing Prime Minister David Cameron will vacate No. 10 Downing Street later this week.